time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Bruce plays his creation. Then our listener tries to guess two things, the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Steve Buchtal is on the phone from Honolulu, Hawaii. Steve, good to have you with us.
Aloha, Fred.
Oh, thank you very much. Steve, what's your musical background?
Well, I was trained as a flautist growing up, graduated from the Westchester Conservatory of Music, and then I saw more of a future in science than in music. But I've kept a finger in the musical pie, as it were.
So you're playing music there in Hawaii?
I'm part of the Oahu Choral Society. We're the choir for the Honolulu Symphony, and we, of course, do concerts of our own.
Excellent. So music's still very much a part of your life.
Very much so.
Well, a Piano Puzzler is about to be part of your life as well. Bruce is going to play this for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Now, Steve, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, and I don't know if I'll actually be able to help, but I can try.
Thanks.
Okay, Steve, here is Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Steve, what do you think?
Fortunately, my flute background, I think I was able to pick up what was going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Picking up a lot of traces of pictures in an exhibition.
Yes.
That would be Modest Mussorgsky.
Exactly.
Nicely done.
With the first name, too. Very good.
Excellent.
And pretty sure the tune was Amazing Grace.
Absolutely.
Our work here is finished. Steve,
very
perfect.
Good.
Sorry I couldn't draw it out any farther.
Amazing Grace in the style of Modest Mussorgsky and quoting from Pictures at an Exhibition. Bruce, there was an interesting interweaving between those two.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I went to hear Orly Shahama, it's a friend of yours and mine, playing Pictures at an Exhibition on the piano.
A pianist, yes.
And you know, Orly is also a fan of the Piano Puzzlers, and I was hearing, I thought, I think I can make one for her. I sort of thought of this as for her. So I thought Amazing Grace fits right in there. So I just sort of squeezed it in around the notes. And it fits so well that it's almost comical, I think. To me, this is quite funny.
And this might be the first time, you've written more than 400 Piano Puzzlers.
Yeah.
I don't remember Mussorgsky ever coming up before.
You know, I think in 2002, there was one.
2002, way back then. Who remembers that?
Certainly I don't.
Well, okay. Now we know it's Amazing Grace in the style of Modest Mussorgsky, quoting from Pictures at an Exhibition. Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Yeah, and I wonder, is this, you know, we sometimes call these mashups or something. This one is really just two things put together.
Okay.
I feel like I hardly did anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
think you had a little something to do with that, Bruce.
It's strange, though. Yeah.
Amazing how well they fit together, though. Amazing Grace and that main theme from Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. And Bruce, this brings up an interesting thing. We're used to hearing Pictures at an Exhibition. We most often hear it as a big orchestral piece, but Mussorgsky wrote it for piano.
Yes, it's a piano solo, and it's an amazing piano piece, really. And it still is performed that way quite a lot. It's on the standard repertoire of a lot of pianists who have a big, strong sound, you know, and are connected to that tradition. It's Ravel who orchestrated it.
Maurice Ravel did the orchestration a few decades after Mussorgsky had died. So Mussorgsky never knew this as an orchestral piece.
No.
He wrote it for piano, and it showed up in today's Piano Puzzler. Amazing Grace in the style of Modest Mussorgsky. And Steve, you nailed it. It sounded like you had no hesitation with either side.
Once I heard the theme and I wrote it down on this piece of paper that I was going to make notes, I didn't have to make many notes.
Nicely done. And Steve, what's your public radio station?
Well, we have two here on Oahu, KHPR and KIPO.
Thank goodness for Hawaii Public Radio. Steve Buchtal from Honolulu, Hawaii, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.